I'm Larry Lee with Brownfield Ag News. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us. First of all, Senator, the Farm Labor Modernization Act. This is something I hear about every time I go to farmer meetings. Where are we on this, and can it get done before the lame duck session ends?
Yeah, so, you know, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act passed the House of Representatives last year by a very strong bipartisan vote. I think it was 247 to 174. And so that was, a heartening vote. And we've been struggling to figure out how to take it up in the United States Senate. The latest I have heard is that two of the leading proponents of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act in the Senate, one Democrat and one Republican, have made some revisions and are hoping to get it into one of the bills that might be passed before the end of the year. We haven't seen those revisions yet, so other than telling you the latest rumors I'm hearing on Capitol Hill, it's hard for me to make a prediction. But I do want to say that my belief is that the Senate effort does recognize that dairy has special needs, that seasonal visas are not enough to address an industry that's a 24/7, 365-day-a-year industry, and that it also takes some steps to recognize that it's not just on-farm workers, but also processors who need address their workforce shortages.
And with the revisions in the Senate, that means it'll have to go back to the House as well, correct?
Yes, but if it is made a part of one of the must-pass year-end bills, and right now we're talking about the Omnibus Appropriations Act being one of those, and the National Defense Authorization Act being the other. Those are sort of the two big things that must pass before the calendar year comes to an end. Then, that measure is going to have to be passed by both houses anyways.